skating really bothered me. And the style that we played, I just wasn't sure he could get around the ice sheet and get up and down. And I'm watching the Stanley Cup Finals or the semifinal, and he's playing in the game last night as a fairly young player. And I'm going, wow, now he's still not great. But they talked about him a lot, how he's really worked on his skating the last 3 to 4 years. He's really worked on his skating, and he's just starting to get, you know, play at the NHL level. So, but you can learn. But you learn from things like that, and some guys just have it. But most guys can go to a game, or most people can go to a game and tell who the top player is. The hard part is finding those guys who, you know, it's not easy to identify as going to be good players down the road. That's, I think, to me, where the real key is special. Someone special who can find that player that everybody else overlooks for whatever reason or whatnot, but it is going to be turn out to be what we call that diamond in the rough and a real good player, whether it's the character, the work ethic, the skating, all the intangibles. You know, everybody can see how tall a kid is. Everybody can see, you know, maybe what type of skater is, how he handles a puck, but the intangible things like the character, the work ethic, you know, when things get tough. And that's why like to recruit a lot of captains off teams and a lot of guys who played in big games, like Matt Roy just won a USA championship in Indiana. So Indianapolis, you know, he's going to be the Indiana Ice. They're going to be a good player. He's been in tough situations. He's learned what it takes to win at a pretty good level. Mason Blacklock, D'Amico Hanoon playing out in Vernon, the BC Junior League, Royal Bank Cup, you know, they're playing in huge games. So all those things are important. But
and you got to throw in academics, too.
Well, in the academics, you have to be able to, you know, go to school and compete with some excellent students here at Michigan Tech in the classroom. So so to make a long answer to a short question, you can learn it, but it's so important to be able to evaluate talent.
Well, I thank everybody for the questions, and we're almost out of time, Coach, but we want to remind everybody what this is all about. We're letting everybody know that Saturday is the last day to get your tickets at that discounted price of $225. After Saturday, it goes back up to the regular price of $300, so make sure you get those tickets. They're having a special two-hour carnival here on Saturday, and again, it's you can show up at any time during those 2 hours, leave any time. It's just going to be going on for 2 hours. Starts at 4 o'clock. It's called the Spring Hockey Carnival, and our Hockey Spring Carnival.
Spring Hockey Carnival.
And it starts at 4 o'clock. Free food. Wes, remind us everything that's going to be going on there for people.
Yeah, free hot dogs, popcorn, French fries, and pop. We'll have games for kids. You can put the goalie pads on and have tech players shoot at you. We'll have our goalies in their gear. You can shoot on them. We'll have an accuracy shot, a speed gun to see how fast your shot is. They're going to do beanbag toss. We've got a bounce house coming. We've got one of those balloon pop games where you can get one of the coaches wet. We'll get Mel Pearson in the dunk tank for a while.
Come on out and get me wet.
There you go. I was just waiting for the reaction there. you know, just a lot of good times. We have Xbox on the video board, and they'll have free posters to give away to all the kids that can get autographed. So there's something for everybody here on Saturday. It's, you know, hopefully all your events on Saturday are over. You've been out on the boat for a while. Come in, get a free meal. Your Little League game's done, or whatever you got going on, come in here for a little bit and check it out. And just have fun with the Tech Hockey Huskies for an afternoon.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and I know our team is, and they're already excited for it, too. And before I go off the air, I want to mention Dave Wheatman, obviously local volunteer, hockey volunteer, has given a lot of his life and money towards hockey, and he was just named the William Thayer Tutt Award winner that's given by USA Hockey, and that's a pretty special award for Dave, and I just want to thank him for all he's done for local hockey, yeah. And he's a real special guy, and congratulations on winning that William Thayer Tutt Award. It's a big honor for Dave, and congratulations, Dave, and we'll see everybody Saturday. I'm anxious to get going.
All right. Thanks, Wes. Thanks to Coach, and thanks, everybody, for your questions, and thanks for listening. And again, Saturday, 4 o'clock, right here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, the Spring Hockey Carnival, and bring the entire family. Josh, we'll send it back to you right here on Mix 93.